Okay, so Carolyn, you can address Susanna with your issues.
Hey, Susanna.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, I got an email from somebody who claims they know Bob. So, of course, he asked a ridiculous question. But it was like, well, you know, I heard Susanna's mother was doing well, but then it looked like she was still taking medication for her pain, and he said, my mother has been, you know, saved by the formulas, but she still has pain or some pain, especially in her shoulders. I'm going to recommend Pico Silver in case it's a subclinical infection. But he said,
tell her to try meth. Tell her to try meth. That'll take care.
Yeah, that's plan B. So
okay, got it.
You know, he seemed to say, well, Susanna's mother didn't get cured, so I just wanted an update to tell him.
Okay, so all of the inflammation markers for her rheumatoid arthritis are no longer there. So she does not have any more inflammation for her rheumatoid arthritis, and I guess it's been in, what the doctor says, remission for 3 years. She does take pain medication because she has osteoarthritis, which has eliminated all of the cartilage in her knees. So she has bone on bone, and that gives her pain. So that she is still taking pain medication for that. But all of her pain in her joints, the rest of her joints in her body, her hands, her knees, or her ankles, her feet, are gone. She's no longer swollen. The enlargement of her knuckles on her hands is all gone away. She has gained movement in her thumbs, which were frozen. She couldn't bend them, and now she can. So she's doing really well.
Yeah.
And it all started with the lotion, just using the lotion. And then I introduced her to, and she agreed to start taking the Remag and the Remite and the Recalcia. And I give her potassium and the Pico,
silver.
The silver. And the other one. I can't believe I'm blanking out on the name.
Zinc.
Exactly. Yeah, she takes it all. I wish I could give her more of the magnesium. She takes a tablespoon and a half of that and the Remite every day, but she won't take more. I can't get her to drink more.
A tablespoon, Susanna, which is a teaspoon.
No, a half a tablespoon, sorry. Half a tablespoon.
Right. Have you put it in the berry, the vitamin C berry powder for the taste?
I'm going to try to get her to do that. I just got that, and it is so delicious. I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and have her take that, and maybe as a secondary, another glass that she takes a day that she drinks, because she's really good about it. I put it in one glass in the morning, and she does drink it throughout the day, so she doesn't chug it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to give her that she could take maybe in the afternoon or as a supplemental. She does drink more water, but I can't get her to drink more with more of the minerals. So she's just a little resistant.
Are you kidding? Resistant compared to, you know, don't touch me with anything, girl. Stay away.
Yeah, she was absolutely. Yeah, no, she actually, she makes sure I don't forget to give her that every day. Because it's also how she's seen a difference in how she sleeps and also her, because of the pain medication, she doesn't take a whole lot, but it does have an effect. It causes her constipation, and she doesn't have a problem with that anymore. She's very regular, and she loves that.
Yeah. Wow, that's such a great update.
Okay, now listen.
Yeah.
It's actually, in normal pink cultural terms, Susanna can claim she's kind of a scientist running a lab on her mother. And she should start to document some of this stuff or something. Because what is she, 93, 94 now?
93.
Look at that, 93 years old. And you've been working on it for about 3 years or more?
More like 4 or 5.
Yeah, because I think at 91, which was when I first heard her age, you've been working on it for about 2 years.
Right.
So you can say 89. And you should start mapping it out a bit, because just as Ion documents Bert, you're documenting one person who pretty soon will be 100, and it'll be quite a statement.
Well, another thing I noticed is that she has had snow white hair for years. All her hair, pure white, beautiful. Now she's getting dark hair again. She's got dark hair coming out.
Wow.
And people are commenting, your hair is getting darker. It's getting, you see some dark hair in your head, on your head. So.
Now remember, she was sad she was getting better because she wanted to die to be with her husband. Does she still have that attitude, or that's forgotten?
Well, she does. And with COVID, of course, that gives her an opportunity. But
yeah, she wants people to come in the house without masks on, right?
No, actually, she's very, doesn't want to be exposed. She wants everybody to stay away because she doesn't want to suffer. She wants to go to sleep and not wake up. And she doesn't want to get sick and have an illness or have an illness that causes her suffering and becoming more of a burden and all that.
Yeah. So you're saying she's still suicidal, still wants to die, but she enjoys getting these benefits because they help her die with less pain.
Yes. So she's looking forward to die.
Just get her a date. Get her a date.
You? What the hell? This is not your field, Ion. What the hell? You stay out of this. And you're supposed to be unconscious by now anyways. Okay. Carry on, Susanna. Do not be bothered by the gallery.
Yeah, she wants to do it she wants to go like both of her grandmothers. And they just went to sleep one night and didn't wake up. And
her grandmothers? That must have been the 19th century, for fuck's sake. They were pioneer women.
Early 20th.
Wow.
What about your siblings? Have they recognized what's going on?
They are aware. I had one brother who was concerned that thought I should have her doctor be aware that I was giving her these minerals and see what he said and make sure he was okay with it. That didn't happen. And my mom is, she doesn't care. She's, I'm fine. I'm taking them, and I don't care what the doctor says.
They're stupid. You got these little people around you that don't understand anything about it, not interested in it, and think you might be hurting her.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's really bad.
Exactly. But they all agree because I have to keep them all posted on every doctor visit and the results. And I mean, her rheumatologist is amazed at how well she's doing. She goes for her checkups with her primary doctor. The primary doctor thinks that she's doing wonderfully. I mean, she really doesn't take much medicine other than the pain medication and some methotrexate for her rheumatoid arthritis. And other than that, she's not on anything. She doesn't have high blood pressure. She's not overweight. She doesn't have...
She used to be on a few more things?
No, she never has. But everyone is surprised that she's not on more.
Right.
You're not up to snuff with your drugs.
Wait a minute, Carol. Why is the rheumatoid still there?
Yeah, why is she still on the methotrexate? That's pretty
tough. It is strong stuff, and that's for the next visit. I'm going to ask, can they are very reticent about taking her off of anything because they don't want it to change. They, I guess, have an effect, you know, a bad effect that she would have a resurgence of the pain or the inflammation.
Right.
So, and then my mom is also, it's like, everything's perfect right now. I don't want to change anything because I don't want to upset my system.
Yeah. And I would tend to agree, but, partly the doctors, they never see anyone improving, so they've never weaned anyone off methotrexate. People die on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that bad? Oh, my gosh. I need to try to get that. Well, they did want her to have an injection of Prolia. She was taking the other bone thing. I forget what it's
Fosamax.
And they saw that she was doing well with her bones, and then they said that she could stop taking it. And then they wanted to put her back on it. She had a bone density that looked like she had deteriorated a little bit. And then he wanted her to take that Prolia because it's just a 1-6 months, every 6 months, an infusion. I was not wanting to do that. And my mom didn't want to do it either. She goes, I'm 93 or I'm 92, or however when she was, whatever that was. Well, a couple of years ago. She's like, I don't want to have to do it. I don't care. If I fall, I fall. And the doctor was just concerned about her falling and breaking a bone. I read up on that stuff, and that's not good. It seems like it will mess up your bones worse than they were before. So.
Yeah, the side effects read like a disaster.
They do, and what they don't tell you is that once you start taking it, you can't stop because the effect of stopping it has a really adverse effect on the bones.
Yeah.
So, so I was lucky that my mom just didn't want to do it, and I supported her. And the doctor pushed a little, and I said, she doesn't want to do it. She just doesn't want to do it, and they stopped. And
just get her a date. That's all. That'll take care of it, for God's sake. Easy. Get her back in the cycle. She'll be all right.
Get her back in the cycle. No, but she's doing great. And then they just gave her a bone density test at their last appointment, so I'm curious to see how that turns out at her next appointment, which she goes every 3 months to see her rheumatologist.
So I will let you know. Right. Is she able to get any exercise? Because that's what she needs for her bones.
She does. She walks. Well, she does some laps around the house. Every day. So that's pretty much it. But she, this is the first year she didn't mow the lawn. She stopped mowing the lawn. So the front of the backyard and the front yard. So we had a yard guy come out and do the lawns. So this is the first year she said she didn't feel like she wanted to do it anymore.
She stopped doing the lawn, and then she got on your products, and she started doing the lawn.
Yeah,
remember that?
I do remember that.
No, she never stopped, but what happened was she was after, you know, because you go through the winter, then you start in the spring, and I would see that she was in pain. She was really tired. It would take a lot out of her. And then after she started the products, it was as if nothing. I mean, she would go out and do it, and she had no effect. It didn't affect her. She didn't have any pain. Uh-huh. She wasn't exhausted. She didn't need recovery time for her muscles to regain strength, or she didn't have any after effects, negative after effects of doing this major workout of mowing lawns.
No lactic acid, right, Carol?
Yeah.
My brother was amazed seeing her. She's like, I have to make her stop and rest because I'm concerned that she's going to fall over, but she wants to keep going. So she has an immense amount of stamina, and she, you know, does all the housework. She does the laundry, she does the dishes, she does all the cooking. I mean, she's very active. She does everything.
Was she as active before, like 5-6 years ago?
She was always, yes.
But she was deteriorating, getting achy and sick and all these things while doing all of them.
Yeah.
So, Carol, What'd you say? Seeing that?
I was seeing more effects of, you know, she was slowing down and she was having more pain and things were affecting her. She was having trouble recovering from doing activity.
Yeah, that's why you started sneaking the stuff into her out of sympathy for her, because she didn't want it, but you had to sneak it into her.
Right.
And, you know, Carol, if people think, oh, they got brainwashed by Dr. Dean believing mentally a placebo effect, there's no verbal conditioning of her or brainwashing her to get better. This is happening like she's an animal. Mm-hmm. And just making the animal get better without any propaganda being said at her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Susanna?
Right. She had no idea. I saw her and her test results getting better. I mean, I was the only one that knew that she was having, at the time, the lotion. That was what I was attributing to the positivity of her lab results, her blood test, having good results. And I even asked the doctor one time.
You began by sneaking the lotion on her somehow, right?
I replaced the lotion in her, what she used to use, and I just dumped it and put it in the Remax. Yeah.
And she would put that on thinking she was putting on her old lotion.
Yes.
And did she notice a difference in the texture or anything?
No, she didn't notice the difference. Mm-mm. She never, she doesn't to this day know that I did that.
Right. And so you got Leah says, wow, Susanna. Kenley says, Susanna got the good genes. I don't know why he gets that idea.
Well, if your mom is at 93 and still functioning well, then that's passed on to her children.
Well, he's hoping. There's no evidence Susanna's got the good genes.
She's her mother's daughter.
It doesn't matter.
It took
Susanna to get on our products to start jogging 20 miles a day or something that she hadn't done in years. She was deteriorating, right, Susanna? And then you got on our products, and you got better, or you got more athletic or more stamina. You remember that?
Well, what happened was I had total body meltdown, the way that Carolyn defines it.
Yeah.
I was struggling with that for years, and then I got on the products. Things got a whole lot better, and my doctor told me to stop running and stop working out because I was burning out my adrenal glands because they were messed up, and I decided to start running again, thinking that it was going to really wear me out and I wouldn't last long. But I ran a mile after years of not running. I did it. I had energy. I had energy after I finished. I was never sore afterwards. So that was pretty wild.
Right. And did you keep doing that?
No.
No.
Well,
you did it for a while, and then you got a job.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I moved here.
So you have good, do you say you've got good genes?
I would say I have good cells. I have perfect cells.
Yeah. Now I had.
Yeah, actually, that is the way to say it. You know, the common parlance is if someone has a very elderly parent, you know, like Kenley's saying, oh, you've got good genes, you'll live long. But it is more about the cells. So we all have healthy cells.
Well, you have to get your health cells deteriorate, so you have to take our product to get healthy.
Of course,
it's bullshit. Doesn't matter whether you got good genes or good cells. You're wearing down without our products.
Yeah, you have to have our product.
Yeah, that's the key. It's not I got good genes. Just say I got Dr. Dean's products. That's why.